Welcome, Fiona. It's good to connect again. This is the Fortnightly Astrology with Fiona Edgar and Craig Simpson. And we're just going to get right into it because Fiona is a busy lady right now dealing with some, attack of empire.
Yep. Yeah, I would just like to say at this point that if anyone was following me on Facebook, I'm not there anymore. And I don't think I'm going to be back there. So look for Fiona Edgar Astrologer channel on Telegram. Obviously, I'll still be able to make videos and post them here. But yeah, find me on Telegram or subscribe to the blog on my website. If you go to the blog on FionaEdgar.com, click on any of the articles. There's a box at the right. Just put your email in there. And then you'll get all of my updates directly to your inbox. So let's have a look at the astrology for the next fortnight. Okay, guys. So the astrology for the next fortnight is pretty mental, pretty nuts, I have to say. So the first thing I would like to say is anyone that's listening from the US right now, please do not go to any protests. The reason that I'm saying that is because the astrology is very volatile for the next, especially over the next couple of days, but over the next 2 weeks, it's not safe. Don't go. And I'm going to leave it at that. So we had a new moon at 5 a.m. UK time this morning. So that would have been, what time? That would have been last night in the US. It was in Capricorn. And it was also conjunct Pluto. Pluto is the sign of power. This new moon is a bit difficult. It could be some kind of new situation. In your personal life, you may be involved in some kind of power struggles with another person, with an organization, with yourself, okay? So it's time to master ourselves and keep your diet clean, keep your energy clean, because you're going to need it, because we're actually in a very difficult spiritual battle at the moment. So self-care is a must. Also today, that just a couple of hours ago, the planet Mars is the planet that's connected to the warrior, the archetype of the warrior, war, conflicts, where you put your energy, and it was in square to Saturn. So this really manifests as an energetic blockage. Maybe you feel like there was stuff that you needed to do today. It didn't get done. And I will say collectively, we're all feeling a little bit blocked at the moment, a little bit stagnant. What's happening? Why is nothing moving? Just wait, because this aspect really is only in effect for today and a little bit for tomorrow. Tomorrow is a big day, let me tell you, astrologically. So Uranus turns direct. Uranus is the planet that has been connected to everything that you're seeing going on. It's the archetype of the freedom fighter. It's connected to unexpected events. So it's also the ruler of the Saturn and Jupiter conjunction that we had on December 21st, the winter solstice. Expect the unexpected tomorrow. Some serious stuff is going to happen one way or another. The potential for violence is there, okay? Just saying, just be careful, guys. Don't go to any crowded places. I'm not saying this to make anyone fearful. I did call the events on January 6th. I did warn people not to go. But, so just stay safe. So also tomorrow, the sun is conjunct Pluto. The sun is the archetype of the father, figures that rule, presidents, other powerful people, prime ministers. So conjunct Pluto, there's going to be a change. There's going to be a change there. The next major aspect that we have is on the 17th of January. The planet Jupiter is in square to Uranus. So Jupiter is currently transiting through an air sign where it will be all year, Aquarius. There's a possibility here of some kind of issue with air travel. We hear about issues with air travel. It can also be stuff like, and I hate giving bad news, okay? I really don't like this, but I'm not a love and light astrologer. I'm not an astrologer that candy coats stuff. Astrology reflects life, okay? Life is not pretty at the moment. And I have to be realistic here, because if I said, oh yeah, you know, it's all love and light, then I wouldn't be truthful. I am truthful. One possibility here is something to do with explosions. There can also be sudden enlightenment that comes with this aspect. So it can be spiritual enlightenment. It can be enlightenment about information, since Jupiter is in an air sign. It's also, the planet Jupiter is also connected to banks and finances. Watch out for some news about that. The nervous system is ruled by Aquarius and it is under attack. It's under attack right now by 5G, Wi-Fi. Information is under attack. That's going to be the main theme here all year. So seek your alternatives. Don't put your money where censorship is happening. That's all I'm going to say about that. So the next aspect that we have is on the 19th, and the sun enters Aquarius. Craig, it's your season.
I'm ready.
So we transit through, the sun transits through the sign of Aquarius. We all become a little bit more focused on our freedom. That inner rebel is kind of activated within us one way or another. Our focus turns on towards friendships, groups. Where do we belong? Which group do I belong in? It's going to be difficult to connect with certain groups at the moment, because Aquarius also rules the internet. So Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. Uranus is just going direct. I would expect others, unexpected events connected to the internet. Also electricity. Uranus rules electricity. So it's always good. It's always good to be prepared. Have a flashlight. Have some food in your store. Just be prepared. Those preppers don't look so crazy now, do they?
No, we don't. It's this is the 2021, the year of great vindication.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So January 20th, Mars is conjunct Uranus. So Mars is the planet of war, conflict, violence, military. Uranus is unexpected change, unexpected events. Again, I reiterate, be careful, right?
And and this is the day of the inauguration, the 20th, so.
Yeah, exactly. Just be careful, guys. Unexpected stuff going down doesn't mean that anything's going to change. It just means be careful. The next major aspect that we have is on the 23rd. And Mars, again, it's all Mars and Uranus here. Do you see how explosive that combination is?
Mars, they're both hotheads. Yeah.
They are. Yeah, they're both hotheads. So that's something that I would like to mention, actually, is about staying calm and collected and focused throughout all of this. Because a lot of people are losing their shit. They're getting attacked on the internet. They're fighting with their partner. Just chill, okay? It's all going to be okay, but we have to stay focused. So Mars square Jupiter, again, Jupiter expands, it explodes, it blows stuff out of proportion, it expands upon the Martian energy, so it could be conflict. It can also be something good happening. It doesn't necessarily have to be negative here, just because it's a square. There may be some opportunity that you want to grab onto. There may be good news about something since Jupiter is in an air sign and rules communication. On the same day, Venus is sextile Neptune. Venus is the goddess of love. And when she makes a positive aspect to mystical, dreamy Neptune, our relationships generally are going pretty well. Your creative juices are going to be flowing today. Tap into your spirituality, do some artwork, just whatever makes you feel good. So on the 24th, the sun is in conjunction with Saturn, both in Aquarius. And this is going to be a difficult day, okay? It's a difficult day in terms of our relationships with authority figures. Also our relationships with men, like your dad, your husband, your brother, may be challenged. Luckily, it's only a short influence. So you'll only really be feeling it on the day. The following day, 25th of January, the sun is in sextile to Chiron. There's some healing happening, something to do with your identity. The rebel, the freedom fighter is healing. But with everything Chiron, even the soft aspects can make you address your wounds and the pain that you have inside you. So it's a good day for reflection, possibly to do with something that runs along your paternal line. What wounds have you got that you actually inherited from your father? Take a look at that and see where you're repeating the same things that your father did. On January 26th, the sun is in square to Uranus, another very volatile day, unpredictable. Just be careful. On the 28th of January, Venus is conjunct Pluto. This is an intense day for relationships. You may meet someone and just be, you know, you have that like falling in love feeling instantly.
Oh, you still there?
There's a full moon. It occurs at 9 degrees of Leo. And this is really all about your identity, the amount of power that you have versus the power that you give away to the internet, to groups, to beliefs. Aquarius is connected with, yes, the freedom fighter, but also the religious extremist. So yeah, guys, it is a challenging couple of weeks ahead. Just, you know, try and be focused, try and be balanced. Don't forget about your family, your work. Turn off the internet, turn off those smartphones. They are the devil, I'm telling you. I certainly wouldn't allow a kid to use a smartphone, put it that way, because Aquarius is all connected to the transhumanist agenda. And, well, usually when they talk about stuff and we start seeing it on social media, they've already been working on it for like the last 10, 20 years. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. What do you think, Craig?
That seems to cover the rest of January pretty well. Well, I do think that we're in a volatile time. I think people are feeling it. I think people are getting fatigued. Everyone's got just kind of stress and trauma fatigue. Everyone can feel it in the air. And I definitely think that, especially around Inauguration Day, and I think throughout the rest of January, especially the immediate 2 weeks that we have ahead of us. Yeah, it's a good time to, like you're saying, stay out of crowds. You know, don't feel the need to protest. Don't just keep it cool. Be at home. Cultivate life. Cultivate your garden. You know, do your best to be at peace while this poop storm blows over. There's a great article that I found, and I'll put it as a comment under the video when you post it, and I'll stick it in the description over here. And it's by, it actually made Zero Hedge, and it's a website called The Organic Prepper. This nice lady who's been writing articles about prepping forever. And she makes this point, and I think it's something that can be hard for people to really grasp sometimes. It's very hard for us. But the article is called, let me find it here, it's called Why Operational Security Has Never Been More Important. And she just talks about things like, you know, avoid triggering your neighbors. It's better to be an ally to your neighbors than, you know, an adversary, even if you don't like them, you know. Watch out for the visual statements you make. What kind of bumper stickers do you have in t-shirts? Avoid all political conversations, because we're getting into a time where, well, you know, snitching might at least I can say in this country, you know, wrong think is definitely going to be something that they might just, you know, just do an anonymous tip, and the next thing you know, you're canceled in your own neighborhood. So this is a great time to read that article and really take it to heart. And I think this is a great time to just put on your spiritual camo and just be invisible for a few weeks. Just like check your ego, and let's just see which, as the dust settles in the next couple of weeks, let's just, then we can like reevaluate what maybe, you know, assertive direction and statement we might want to be making, if that makes sense. That is really my cosmic weather for the, you know, next, for the rest of January is, I know for some, it is an ego challenge, but I think that the most powerful plan you can have right now is to be the gray man, be the gray woman, just don't exist for a few weeks. Because I think what angle you want to have on things and how you want to present yourself to the world, what you want people to know about you, etc., will be much more clear the end of January than it is right now. And it might, and you, the way you face the world, the statements you're making, etc., people might be surprised how radically different they are than people might be surprised how radically different how they present themselves to the world may be end of this month. You know, that's my take on it. You know, and I'm not saying people be sheeps or anything like that. I really mean be tactical over emotional. This is a good time just to lay low and allow things to blow over and then reevaluate the end of the month, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I've also been seeing a lot of foxes lately on social media, you know, just random pictures and stuff like that. And to me, the fox is a misunderstood and persecuted animal. And they only come out at night normally, and they stay hidden in their dens. So I think that we all need to be a bit fox-like. They're also very smart. So be intelligent about what you're sharing with anyone, social media especially, because let's face it, it's kind of going to be there forever, even if you delete it. So let's take a leaf from Fox's book and just be a little bit undercover at the moment.
Definitely. And
yeah, just spend time with your family and just keep a low profile.
Yeah, and I've been seeing coyotes quite a lot. And the coyote, to me, you know, everyone has their personal meaning for things. To me, the coyote is, they really are the great trickster. But one thing about the coyote people don't know is that they've always lived all through, you know, time, as long as there's been humans and coyotes on Earth, the coyote has lived 50 yards away from humans. And you might not know how often you've been walking in the woods or walking in a city or a neighborhood, and there was a coyote 50 yards to the side of you, and you didn't even know. And that is a good place to be. Be like the fox, you know, be like the coyote. Just, you know, be slightly to the side of the herd and keep an eye on it for now. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So I have put some cards for the next fortnight. So one of them actually jumped out of the deck by itself. So I've got the Prince of Cups. It's the Page of Cups in other decks. Prince of Cups, Prince of Wands, and the Nine of Swords. So first of all, the Prince of Cups. The princes or pages can be messages from someone that actually is a water sign or a fire sign with these two cards. They can be messages. They can also be, with the pages, there's always a sense of immaturity, something that hasn't really fully developed yet. So basically, we can be dealing with people that are immature and they don't think things through, and they're not easy people to deal with. But on a more positive level, these pages can also be the beginnings of a project. So first of all, the Page of Cups can be the start of a relationship, the start of a romance. The Page of Wands can be that, it's, to me, it's always that spark of, it's kind of that spark of creativity. That's, it's like a light bulb moment going off in your mind. So although a lot of shit is happening right now, you know, a lot of people are being censored, deleted, etc., I see with these cards that something is going to start. Something new is going to kind of begin as a small project and lead to something much bigger and much more positive. There is a lion. There's a lion on this card. I'm not using the traditional deck. So the lion is obviously a symbol of strength and just owning that power. That this the lion is connected to the sign of Leo. Some of you may be dealing with a Leo person. Some of you may have just met a Leo person that turns into this kind of romantic partnership. The last card, the Nine of Swords, I always feel like this represents insomnia when I put it for myself. You know, it's you don't get much sleep. You're up all night. It's also anxiety. And it can also symbolize energetic attacks, because the person is crouching on the ground and there's some swords coming through the air. There's also a snake on the ground beside him. So keep yourself energetically protected. And something is crumbling here, okay? The imagery on this card depicts sort of like a Greek temple with the pillars, and the pillars are crumbling. Something is crumbling and something is ending, but something good is going to take over. Okay. No matter what happens, there is something good coming to replace it. All is not lost. Okay. Even if it may seem that way. And I really mean that on many different levels. A lot of folks are going through hardship right now in terms of their jobs because of the ongoing quarantines, and it's affecting their, you know, their marriages. Their kids are getting depressed because kids don't know how to deal with this stuff now. But it's just, it's going to be okay. It really is going to be okay. I just know it.
And that's the thing, we will be okay. You know, I can't speak for the masses, but the normies, as we call them, but this crew here, we're going to be okay. We're always a step ahead of the game. We're like the fox. We're like the coyote. We're just watching the people. And, you know, the 20th is coming, and that is Inauguration Day in this country. So everybody stay tight. I mean, be aware on that day. I've been calling it the inauguration of crisis. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and something that you mentioned that rang true for me is the insomnia, not being able to sleep.
Yeah.
I would just recommend to people, hey, if that's happening to you, something that really helped me was, rather than look at it like I can't sleep, because I tend to wake up early, like, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30, maybe you're changing. The energies are hitting the earth. This is a new age that we're moving into, and people are accelerating. And I would say, hey, if you can't sleep, if you get up early, use it. I am finding that it's a powerful time. You know, I get most of my work done. I guess you could say, like, for my, my, you know, business, making a living, I get most of that done before the neighborhood wakes up. So I found that, hey, if I have to get up 3:30, then I'm just going to use that time because it's really powerful. And if you are feeling stressed out, if the world's getting to you, if all the craziness, all the energy is, if you get up that early, the world is still quiet where you live. And you might find that it is a, get up at 3:30. Yeah, it sucks if you're having a hard time sleeping, but it might be a blessing, and the universe is giving you this time to just be in touch with your quiet presence. And that's a great place to hang out. And you might find that you begin to use that time to strengthen the steel of your sword for the day, basically. So that's my last thing to say.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And they say the early bird catches the worm. I always feel really good when I get up early, although at the moment, like my schedule is kind of all over the place. Last night I had my dinner at 11:30 at night and I was awake until about 3, but I just wasn't tired. I felt wired, you know, for no reason in particular. So it's difficult to feel rested, and it takes a lot of discipline to switch all the devices off and go and read a book or do something relaxing like taking a bath.
Yeah, and if you take a bath, don't take your damn iPad in there with you.
Yeah, don't do that. That's too much Uranus. Uranus is connected to electricity. You don't want that kind of surprise or shock.
Yeah, take something Piscean in there, like a nice like romance novel or something.
Or a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Or I guess if you're a guy, maybe like a gun magazine or something romantic, you know. All right. Wow. Well, it has been great. I'm glad we could connect in this crazy time. The next 2-3 weeks are going to be the next fortnight. It's going to be legendary. Well, for better or worse, but we'll remember it. And I look forward to catching up after this all blows over and seeing how much of the world is left and what's next.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Thanks, right. Craig.
Thank you, Fiona. Talk to you in a fortnight.
Okay. Bye.